Today's daf is daf Samach Beis, special for Savar Drash today. And we were in the middle of the deciding what it is precisely that we do when we have more than one par or more than one seder, because that can often happen, of course, in a case where it was Nishpach Adam or something possal happened, and now we have to do the Shechita all over again, whether that was the seder or whether it was the par. What's strange is if we ended up doing it with the Seir, we would end up with multiple Seir HaMishtaleachs also. Because each time, as we're going to see in the coming Perek, we would have to have a matching Hagrala done. So as far as the Par was concerned, we said yesterday that the Par, all of the Parim that we then take out, the din is that the Par has to be Nisraf, and anybody who was Osik in the Par to take it out for the Sreifa is going to be Matame Begadim, and that would be true of all of the Parim. However, we pointed out yesterday that when it comes to the Seir HaMishtaleach, where it says L'shaleach Oto La'azazel, Oto La'azazel is very strongly stressing the singular. So it's the prepositional singular. It has the object, right? Oto. And therefore there can only be one Seir HaMishtaleach. So we didn't really know yesterday yet which one. Which is the one that we're going to choose when we have multiple Seir HaMishtaleach? So Rav Papi, what's that? But we'll see. Rav Papi Mishmei Rava Amar Rishon Mishaleach. Rav Shimi Mishmei Rava Amar Acharon Mishaleach. So here we have a machlokes of the Talmidim of Rava as to what Rava's final word was on this. Rav Papi quotes in the saying, the first one that had been put together with a other Sawyer, where that Sawyer was the Sawyer La Hashem, the very first one is the Sawyer La Azazel, and the other ones are not because of the Oto. Whereas the other Lashon and Rava, Rava's Rav Shimi, he says, no, actually the one that is brought to the Azazel is the one that was the last to be matched up with a Sawyer that completed doing the Kapara. So there was the final Sawyer whose dam we ended up using. That was the Sawyer whose mate would be the Sawyer Lazazel. Now, as far as the logic of this is concerned, I mean, I understand it makes sense to say Rav Shimi's pshat. Rav Shimi, who says Acharon Mishaleach, Kasavar Hoil V'Gamar Bo Kapara, his far is that, look, the most reasonable choice of a mate, a match to the Sawyer Bifnim, is to match the Sawyer Bifnim that achieved the Kapara. That which achieved the Kapara was the conclusion. Until you conclude it with those Vechila Michaper. The Kapara is dependent on its conclusion, so I'll bring that one. But what would be the logic in saying, let's bring the first one? I mean, the first one, after all, is the one that was so far away already from the Daming, we may have gotten through another five of them by now, you know. So why are we choosing that one? Micah Sabar, Sovalak Reb Yosi de Amar Mitzvah Barishon. He buys into Reb Yosef Shita that there's always a mitzvah to utilize the first chafetz of the mitzvah that could have been utilized. Where do we see that Rabbi Yossi holds that? Hi, Rabbi Yossi. Ilema Rabbi Yossi de Kupot. Is it Rabbi Yossi back in the Mishnah and Shkolin? It's not. Shalosh Kupot shal shalosh shalosh sa'in. Shbehem tolmim et alishka. V'haya katuv aleyem aleph beit gimel. If you remember, we would do, each time we did the Trumat alishka, we would use three kupot. These kupot were dipped into the cash, the shkolim, or according to the Rambam, there was also a smaller kupot. There were large kupot that we put it in, smaller kupot that we took it out in. But in any event, the containers of the shkolim that would be used, the machzor shekel that would be used, were marked aleph, beit, gimel, in order. And Rabbi Yossi over there said, in a brayta, V'tanya om Rabbi Yossi, lama katuv aleim aleph, beit, gimel, why were they listed as 1, 2, and 3, Leida Ezbeim Nitrema Rishon, Laviyem Ena Rishon, Shemitzvah Barishon. The reason was because there is a mitzvah to use the first thing that comes to hand. So this was the first money that came to hand for me to buy the karbanis with, so then that's what I have to use. Obviously, Rabbi Yossi holds that Mitzvah Barishon. So here too, by the same token, says Rav Papi, the mitzvah is Barishon, and therefore we take the first of the animals that was roy to be the Seir HaMishtaleach. Says the Gemara, Shaini Hata, over there it's different. Because Be'idna dit chazai kamaita, lo it chazai batraita. There we never had a choice, all at one time, that we have to choose between. When we filled number one was all there was. It makes sense to say that then it gains a certain primacy. Not simply because it's the first to have been done, but because it was the only to have been done. So at that point, it was the one that was Roy to bring. But over here, I don't have any Sa'ir that is ready to be Mishtaleach L'Azazel until I complete all of the Kapara of the Da. It's only at that point that I could be Yotze with the Sa'ir L'Azazel. But at that point, I'm faced with a number of different possibilities for the Sa'ir L'Azazel. How do we know that in that case, Rabbi Yossi holds that the fact that we happen to have been Osek with one first before it was Roy for the mitzvah, that therefore we should choose it? At this time, they're all standing in front of it. Why not go according to the one that was most recent, that was Goyim the Kapara? Ella, you're right, we can't bring a Raya from there, but we can bring a Raya from Rabbi Yossi in the Sugi of Pesach. Ditznanya, ha-mafrish pischo ve'avad, ve'frish acher tachtav, ve'acharkach nimtza harishon, v'haresh nehen omdim. Say that you lost your Korban Pesach. We're mafresh another one, and now you found the first one. And you found the first one even before now it was time for Shechita. In other words, right now you have two that are standing in front of you. Comes time now to do the Shechita. Which one do you use? Oh, in that case, nonetheless, Rabbi Yossi says, even though there wasn't only one that was ever Roy at the time it was Roy, that the din is, according to Tanna Kamma, Ezim Hem Shiyur Tzayakri, bring either one. Why should one be any more important than the other? Dibrei Chachomim. Rabbi Yossi Amar Mitzvah B'Rishon, that you should always choose the first, unless, of course, the second one was better quality. Im Hayash Eni Mufchar Mimeno, so then it's better to bring the second one. But given that anything else is the same, we go according to the first chosen. So here would be the same thing. We originally had an animal that we had chosen. It's true that now we have more than one. And it's true that the time we chose it, it wasn't really ready yet to be brought, but that's the same as the Korban Pesach case. It wasn't really ready to be brought yet, and nonetheless, it's primal as long as there's no other reason to bring another. Hadron Aloko, Tziolo. Shnei Si'ire, Yom HaKippurim. So now to continue, as Rav Barnea pointed out, to continue with the closing of the previous parak, in which the Gemara now has been discussing the matching between the Shnei Seirim and the way in which one is dependent on the other, and also, as we'll see, an introduction to the Sugya that's coming up in the comparison of Mitzora to the matchup of the Shnei Seirim, which will be coming up in today's Sugya very fascinatingly. So says the Mishnah, we would take this for granted, but Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim, Mitzvatan Shiv Shneim Shavim, the two Seirim have to be similar. B'mar'eh, they have to have the same coloration. B'koma, the same height. B'damim, they have to have the same value. U'b'lekichatan ki'achad, and they have to have been purchased simultaneously. V'yafal pi she'enan shavim k'sherim. This is only l'mitzvah. If l'maisa, they're not similar to each other. B'diavad, they would be kosher. But since the whole point of this hagralah is to basically moot any other factor, they're exactly the same. The only thing that determines the difference between them is the Hagralah. Each of them could have been a Sa'ir L'Hashem. Each of them could have been equally a Sa'ir L'Azazel. Comes along now the Hagralah and defines. So the mitzvah is to actually, as much as possible, take away any other differentiating characteristic except for the Goral itself. What's that? No, that's nothing to do with the animal. That has to do with the din and yamin and the chashivas of aliyah yamin. No consideration with the sayer itself whatsoever. Meit echad mihem. So now what? If one of them dies, so im ad shelo higril meit. If the hagralah had not as yet taken place, so then, as we already said a moment ago, it's not ma'akev that it has to be bought at the same time. So we're certainly not going to throw out the first one. Buy another one, which is similar in height, in value, and in coloration. Yikach zug lasheni, and do the hagrela. However, imi sheyigril meit, and we have a problem. What if we already did the hagrela? One of them dies. So then there's no way to replace the other one, because if you'd replace it, you'd be replacing it without a hagrela. And since it's only the goral that defines the destiny of this sayer, if I would be taking one ad hoc and placing it in the position of whichever was the one that had died, either Sa'ir L'Hashem or the Sa'ir L'Azazel, I would be interfering mechanically in destiny. That's impossible. I need to have a hagralah. So therefore, I'll have to take a zug. I'll have to take two and start from the beginning and do a new hagralah. So maybe zug acher v'yagril aleihem batchila, start over again. The yomar, and what you should say is, if depending what the situation is, im shel shem meid, What should you say if the one that had died was the one that had already been determined that it was the Chatat Lashem? So you should say like this, Zeh Shalav Agoral Lashem, the new one that came up Lashem should be Yitkayim Tachtav, it should be now in the place of the deceased Shem. Ve'im Shel Azazel Meit, and if the case was that the one that had been chosen by the Goral Azazel had died, then what you should say is, Zeh Shalav Agoral Azazel Yitkayim Tachtav, this new one, which is now destined to be the Azazel, because it's been so determined by the Goral, shall take the place of the original. V'hasheni, and the other one, Yera'eh Achi Yista'ev, this in reference to your question, Rabbi, a moment ago. So the second one shall be left out the pasture until it gets a moon. V'yimacher, sell it, v'yiplu damav l'medava, and this would be a classic case of motar, wherever we sell it goes to the dova. That's what those pushkes, those big shofarot of the dova were for. But you'll say, but wait, this is a korban chatas. The din of a korban chatas is chapru v'alea b'acher. The din is that it's olech l'mita. It's one of the five chataot hametot. So how is it that we sell it? Ah, that's because ein chatat sibur meita. The din of the chataot hametot. If you take a look at all the others, it's clear that they're not applicable to a case of tzibur. You can't say the owner died. Tzibur doesn't die. You can't say that had a vlad, because they're all male. It's very difficult for it to have a vlad. You can't say that it was a tmura chatas, because the tzibur can't make a tmura. So the other chataot, the only one we have to worry about is shenit chapru baleh, which is this one. Okay. Ein chatas, the same way the other ones don't apply to tzibur, so too this one doesn't apply to the tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda says it does. Tamut. Furthermore, v'yodam Rabbi Yehuda, furthermore says Rabbi Yehuda, not only is there a problem of a chatat shebeitu, which is meta, even in a tzibur, there's also another problem of dihui. So that in a case where nishpach hadam, let's say now that the dam of the soyer that was Lashem got spilled, I say, and actually we're going to see, this is dependent in the question of yesh dihui or not, so yomut hamishtalayach. In a case of nishpach hadam, we don't have choices of which one to bring, because the animal that was now matched is now nitche, because I can't bring this. So nitche means it's been pushed aside. Once it's been pushed aside, despite the fact that I now replace the mystic Soyer Lashem, and I now have new dam, it's too late. Because hold the nitche, nitche. Once something loses its suitability, even if it's a Baal Chai, he holds. Here we're talking, in the case of dam, the dam, of course, wouldn't be a Baal Chai. But the soyer mishtaleach, even though it's alive, would have to die. Mate, amishtaleach. And in the other case, where the mishtaleach died, for sure the dam, that's not even a Baal Chai, the dam has to be nishbach, because what am I going to use it for? Certainly, nitcha applies to things that are not alive. The dam is not alive. So we'll see that everybody agrees. Everyone agrees that hol v'nitcha nitcha. The only question is, with the Baal Chai and nitcha. Turn around. Did I already drink this? Did I make a broch?
No.
Now I can thank you.
At what stage does the mishaleach leave the area?
That's a euphemism, I suppose, but in days of war, I suppose we get used to things like that. Right?
He leaves before
the Shasti. No, Hagalah was done before.
But he stays waiting.
We hand it over. It stays there. Yo'omad Chai, it says. It should be standing there. And we'll see. We'll discuss until when it should be Yo'omad Chai and so on. But it's certainly. Of course. Sure. It's supposed to be Yo'omad Chai. That was the question we had. How long is it supposed to be Yom Tchai? How long do we expect it has to be able to live in order for the rest to be able to be kosher? Tan Rabbanan. The Torah says, "Umeyet adat b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei siirei izim." So what? The word shnei. I understand that wherever we use the plural, the meaning is always shnei as a minimum. I can't go beyond the minimum because tafasta buru b'lo tafasta. I don't have a right to say if the Torah uses lashon rabbi and say, well, maybe meant five. The most we can assume is two. Which means if it would have said, Me'et b'nei Yisrael yikach si'ireizim, I would have known two. Why does it have to say shnei si'ireizim? Mi'ut si'irei shnei? Ma'at amudomah shnei? That tells us shiyu shneihem shavim. The shnei is the comparative. They need to be similar. And how do I know that even if in the end they're dissimilar that they're kosher? Talmud lomar, sa'ir, sa'ir riba. Since the Torah uses the word by the hikriva aron et ha-sa'ir asher alav ha-goral, or ha-sa'ir asher alav ha-goral ye'omat chai, those extra sa'irs stress that the sa'ir can be identified in of itself in non-match to the other one. And that's marba, riba. So instead of saying oto, it repeats sa'ir. That's a ribui that tells me even though l'maisa, this sa'ir wasn't well matched to the other sa'ir, as long as it had been selected by the goral, it's kosher. Wait. I'm the Rabbi Rachmana. What are you saying? You're saying that I need a pasuk to tell me that it's kosher for the abad? What, hello, Rabbi Rachmana, I mean, absolutely. If not for that, I would have said that it's kosher. How would I have thought that? We know that when it comes to kachim, unless the Torah repeats the yisr or the din, it's not ma'akev. So why would I think it's ma'akev? It said shnei si reizim. Only said that one time. Oh, no, it says it doesn't say it one time. Actually, it says it three times. I mean, I might have thought that the first one, that Bnei Yisrael Yikach Shnei Sireizim, should be added to V'lakachet Shnei HaSeirim, V'natan Aaron Al Shnei HaSeirim. So three times it repeats, Shnei HaSeirim. Doesn't that tell you that it's Li'ikuva? Kamash V'lan Seir, Seir, that it's not Li'ikuva. So now we have to decide, if it's not Li'ikuva, why did the Torah did repeat it three times to tell me? So Sarkadayda Chamina Shnei, Shnei, Shnei Seirim. Okay, so now, why did it indeed say that? Hashtag Kodah, Rabbi Rachmana Sayer Sayer. So, Shnei Sire, Shnei Sire, Shnei Sire, Lomali. Ah, that's the source of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said they have to be similar in coloration and in height and in value. How do we know that? That's the three Shneis. Chad Lamar E, Chad Lekoma, Chad Ledamim. Tanya Aminach, you got to keep saying Mitzora. Look at this, here we go again. So again, we have exactly the same lima that matches the din. And of course, we have by Mitzora even the closest thing to the Sarah Mishaleach, which is by the Tziporim Mitzora. So one of the Tziporim is literally thrown out, HaPnei HaSadeh, which is usually a simon of Tarfut, right? So it's similar to Azazel. But first, let's discuss the Osha Mitzora, the Kivsei Mitzora, and then we'll have another lima to discuss the Tziporim Mitzora. So just as we saw in the previous parak, that the Torah matches the dinim of Tzaras to the dinim of Yom Kippurim. And again, of course, in the place in the Torah where the dinim of Tzaras is, it's immediately after the death of Dor HaBavli, exactly like Yom Kippur, Akrei Moshe Bnei Aaron. So they're all obviously interrelated results of that event. So there too it says that they have to be matched. So Tanya Nami Achmas learned the same thing, Gabi Kipsei Mitzerah, that the Gemara Darshan to the Posek, where it says, Yikach Shnei Kivasim. This Yikach Shnei Kivasim, B'yom HaShemini, Yikach Shnei Kvasim. Why do I need to know Shnei? Mute Kvasim anyway. Shnei. Zemat Avadam Shnei. So it comes to Omin. Shir Shneim Shavim. Uminayin Shavapi. Uminayin Shavapi She'en Shneim Shavim Kshavim. How do we know they would be kosher even B'riavad, even if they're not Shavim? Tambud Lomar. Therefore, the Torah repeats B'yom HaShmini. There it continues on to talk about Keves. L'kach HaKoyin Et HaKeves HaEchad. And Vishachatata Keves. So we have, why does it say Keves instead of Oto? Riba. To tell me that even though it was only a singular Keves, it hadn't been matched properly, nonetheless it's kosher. Wait a second. It's the time of the Rabbi Rachmana. It's only because I have the ribui of the Keves that therefore it's kosher. Alo Rabbi Rachmana. Ava mina psulim. I would have thought it's possible. Why would I have thought it's possible? Ikuva minola. Where's the pasuk that tells me that it should be possible with Yavad? We're dealing over here with kachim. Sal katayta chamina tihiyek tiv. So tihiyek torat ha-mitzora. So tihiyek is always a losha of it has to be that way, has to remain that way. So, okay, so now what is the tihiyek for? Now that the Torah is telling me, ashkel rabbi rachmana, keves, keves, so tihiyek lavali. No, tihiyek means l'shah havayat ha-shah mitzora. It's a lot of dinim that it says by the mitzora. How do I know that they're all ma'akev? The tihiyek torat ha-mitzora tells me that. It has to be this way. Remember, tiya is the existential word. This is the way it is. It's not its essence. This is what it is. So that any change in it makes it completely possible. But since I know it's not a reference to the match, now I know it's a reference to all the other dinim, many, many dinim that the Torah gives us in the order of the way that the tzaras becomes Torah. We have to keep them completely.
Well, aren't they also Shabbos?
We will. Mm-hmm.
I see somebody has to take Dr. Solomon's place here.
See, that's one of the dangers of Daf Yomi. After you go through the Daf Yomi enough times, you already know everything the Gemara is going to say.
You don't know where it came from, so you ask.
You don't remember how you remember. Truth is, you don't even need to remember. You're already so used to thinking like a Gemara, so you already know what that is. It's a wonderful thing. You know, it gets worse and worse when you give a Daf Yomi when you're third or fourth time around. It's a terrible situation. Everybody already knows everything. Okay. So we find also not only by the dinim of the keves, which is the yashem of the mitzvah, but we also find for Tanya Nami Gabi Tzipori mitzvah ki hagam. We also find the same thing when it comes to the tziporim. The Torah says shnei tziporim chayot. Miut tziporim mishtai. Well, the word tziporim automatically would have meant two. Ma tavod o mashtei. To teach mishu shteim shavot, they have to be similar. How do I know they're kosher anyway, even if not? Again, I have the same base of Tivak Lane, Vishakat et Hatzipora Achat, and then it says et Hatzipora Achaya, so it mentions again Tzipor Tzipor, instead of saying Oto, which means again, I'm stressing, it could be an unmatched Tzipor also. And again, we asked over there, wait, you're telling me it's only because time of the Rabbi Rachmana, only because we have that additional word Tzipor? Hello, Rabbi Rachmana Psulot, I would have said it's possible if not for that. Ikuva minolan, how would I have known that? Ah, because it says, it says, so therefore, I would have thought it's ma'akev, kamashman, it's not ma'akev. So why indeed, asks the Gemara, so now that it says the tzipor, so what is the meaning of the tiyeh? Ash the Rabbi Rachmana tzipor, tiyeh alamali, again, as we've already explained, l'shar havayatosha mitzorah, as far as all of the other dinim are concerned. So wait a second then. I'm starting to get the hang of this. So why don't we apply this all the time? Say the same thing. By the Tmidim. Let's say. The Tmidim that are brought every single day. The Torah says, Shnei Kvasim, B'nei Shana, and so on. So if I would have said just the word Kvasim, here, let me do it. I'll show you how good I am at it. It'll sound really like the original. Kvasim, Miut, Kvasim, Shnaim. Oh, Matam, and Loma, Shnaim, Shir, Shnaim, Shavim. I really get in the swing of this. Uminayin, Shiapa, Bishain, Shnaim, Shavim, Sharing. Talmud Lomar, et ha-keves ha-chataseh, et ha-keves, keves, keves, oh, keves, keves, riba. So come on, are you going to try to tell me now that the mitzvah, hachinami, the beginah, did anybody ever hear such a thing? That the two kvasim are supposed to be the same? Ah, come on. So according to what you're learning, why not? How come I never heard about this halacha? No, it's different. Ahumi boilei v'kidatanya, there's a special reason. This is a shnayim occurrence, shnei kvasim. It says shnayim layom. That's a whole different thing. Shnayim Layon tells me that the two kvasim have to be placed in such a way that they catch the yoma, which is the sun. Which means, what does that tell me? That it means that I have to place them, as we'll see in a moment, in the Beit HaMikdash near the Mizbeach, where the sun will hit that area as it's rising. So that they can't be blocked by the wall, so that we have to move them over to the side that was connected to Shemesh. We'll see in a moment. But before we get there, wait a second here. Talomir keneged ayom. I mean, how do you know it means that? You're right. There's something here that is different, and that's the fact that the Shnayim connects not to Pasim, but that it connects to Hayom. But maybe all that's coming to tell me is Chovat Hayom. Every single day you must bring, as the din in the Tamid Shokoyom Vayom, the theory? No. It says it akeves ha'echata sevaboker vet akeves ha'shinita seben arbaim. It says that. Obviously, that means boker, boker. Ben arbaim, ben arbaim. I know already. Arechovat ha'yom amurs. I know already that it's a din in the day. Umani mekayem shnayim layom kineged ha'yom. The only way to understand it, therefore, is that it means face the sun. Ketzad, which would mean what? The Tamid Shel Shachar would be shechted on the Keren Svonit Ma'aravit. First of all, we have to move it back towards the west because the sun is going to be blocked by the wall on the east in the early morning. Right? So we want to make sure that you get the rays of the sun that are just above the wall around the Azora, and that's going to come in only on the part that is further towards the west. And not only that, but we also want it facing now. It has to be Tzofon, that's for sure, because it's Kodesh Kodesh. But we want to make it al Tabat HaShnia. We want to get it up as close as possible to the side which will be facing the sun. So we bring it all the way up at the Beit HaMikdash next to the Mizbeach, Almost up till the Mizbeah. The Tabat HaShniyah. Why the Tabat HaShniyah? Not all the way up already? So it should be as close as possible to the Dorum side, to the Mizbeach side. So Rashi says, I don't know, really. And as I wasn't taught, some people I heard say that if I use both Taba'ot, I can use the back Taba'ot to support the legs. So if I would have the head of the Tamid all the way up to Mizbeach, I wouldn't be able to support the legs. Tosha says it's because we want to avoid any filth near the Mizbeach. We already saw that we're concerned that the animal might defecate by the Shechita, so we keep it away from the Mizbeach Mamish, but we bring it up close. According to this, if the concern is defecation, so then we wouldn't, unless we run out of space. Then we'd have to be careful to do it like we said earlier, what direction would be facing. The Tumid has to be facing the sun, so we wouldn't have a choice. And Shobein Arbaim, on the other hand, when the sun is setting, so now it's setting towards the southwest, so then we would have it, Hayanishkat Alker Mizrachit Svanit. There, we would want to have it facing the west, so it would be towards the eastern side, and then it would be Al Tabat HaShniyah, again, up close to the Mizbeach, for some reason. How about, says the Gemara, how about our president's question? The Musaf and Shal Shabbos, where it also says, Shnei Kvasim, indeed, Vadei Tzrichim, Shnei Shavim. Over there, we have no reason to say that there's no halach of Shnei Shavim there. They wouldn't need to be Shnei Shavim. It only says it once. Tzrichim would mean, I mean, Rashi brings that there were gersos, but that it's not market. Right? Because he says, Rashi says, Kuva Minola, where would I get the idea of Kuva from? So there, even though there was a girsa, and indeed that it was ma'akeh, Rashi says it can't be. So it's mitzvah, or our girsa is trichim. Apparently there were other girsos here. He changed it to be mitzvah. Tan Rava, Shnei Sivrei Yom HaKippurim Sheshachtan B'chutz. Let's say somebody took the so'ir of the Yom HaKippurim, shechted them outside of the Beit HaMikdash, before the Hagrala. Chayav al Shnehem, he would have to bring, he does this b'shogeg, he would have to bring two separate korbanot, because he did two separate korbanot outside. But once it's mishigra leyem, you're only chayav al Shnehem. Because the rule is, the only time that you're chayav karet for doing avoda or shchita b'chutz is on something that was suitable for pnim. Once I did the hagrala, so now the one that was being sent, lazazel, is no longer suitable to be used b'fnim. Therefore, you'll only be chayiv on one of them, the one that was Roy Lasha. So, Mishi, Yigril Alayim Chayiv Al Shashem, Potter Al Shalzaza. Ad Shelo Yigril Alayim Chayiv Al Shnehem, says the Gemara, you said you're chayiv on both. Well, I don't get it. Why are you chayiv on both? L'may Chazur. Well, they're not Roy for anything yet. What are these Roy for at this point? No, Omer Chista, because I could use them. I could use that for the Sayyir. That is part of the Musaf. So now they're just Seirim like any other Seirim. I haven't defined them yet, so they could have been used for the Musaf, so they're kosher. So, Maishna the Seirim Nasa Bifnim. Wait a second. You don't like the idea for some reason that both of them are theoretically suitable to be used as the Seir Lashem, right? For some reason you're saying, well, I'll tell you why they're Roy Bifnim. Because either of them could have been used for the Musaf. Either of them could also have been used for the Seir Lashem. I mean, it's possible that the Hagrala would have come up on this one or this one. So they're both suitable Lashem at this point. So obviously, the reason that you're telling me that that doesn't count is because I haven't done the Hagrala yet, correct? If I haven't done the Hagrala, it's not suitable for either. Because in order to be a Seir Lashem, it needs to go through the process of the Hagrala. Okay, so then I could say the same thing about the Seir Anase B'chutz. The Seir Anase B'chutz is not kosher until you finish doing the other avodot. So explain to me what the difference is. They're both of them now are not yet roy. So the Seir Anase B'chutz nami lo chazi dimitchasrei avodat hayom. It's not yet the time in the Seder hayom to bring the musafi. No, that's because Kasavar of Chista Ein mechusar zman lebo bayom. We've already seen this klal, that something that is part of a process that is being completed within the day, that's not considered to be a psul, a mechusar zman, to be ma'akir, in terms of certain things. So let's say something is waiting, you can't check it yet because the doors of the heichal aren't open. Or it's still the evening of the day that you can bring it in the morning. Now it's the morning of its eighth day, but it's still the evening. So it's b'chusar zman until the morning. Ein b'chusar zman lebo bayom. So over here it's b'chusar zman for another hour and a half until I finish the avodas hayom. That's how called b'chusar zman. I'll say the same thing is true of the hagralah. The hagralah is an act that is missing in this animal. So it's a maaseh, a b'chusar maaseh. It's not a b'chusar zman. It's worse than b'chusar zman. So b'chusar maaseh, that is possible. So hashta diyama refchista b'chusar hagrala ke b'chusar maaseh dami. I mean, look, I could have looked at the hagrala as being also just part of the process, so then it would be only b'chusar zman, not a b'chusar maaseh. B'chusar maaseh, I could understand, means it was, let's say, a balmum over. I needed to cut off a wart. So until I cut off the wart, it's not kosher, it's a b'chusar maaseh. That's certainly b'chusar maaseh. That's not a b'chusar zman. But you're telling me the avodat hayom of the other karbonos, that's not called the b'chusar maaseh. That's the b'chusar zman. So if it hadn't been the Rav Chisda that pointed out the difference between being suitable for a soyer maaseh b'fnim and being suitable for the soyer of the musafim, I would have said both of them are the same. They need to wait to a certain point in the day. For to be roi l'Hashem, they need to wait until after the hagralah. And to be roi for the musafim, they have to wait until after the avodat yom kippur. So I would have said. Rav Chisda clearly doesn't hold that. Rav Chisda is a big difference between the hagralah, which makes the actual heftz of the animal itself roi to be brought bifnim. That's called a mechusar maaseh. Mashenken, when it comes to the being roi for musaf, that's just a mechusar zman, which doesn't apply on the same day that we're doing those things. So now, says the Gemara, points out Ravina, now the Rav Chisda told us this chiddush, that mechusar hagralah has a din of mechusar maaseh, so now you should know, how the Amr of Yonah Shmuel, Shlamim sheshachtam konim shniftechu daltot aichal psulim, that if you shechted a carbon shlam before you opened up the doors to the heichal, those shlamim were pasul because the Torah says ush b'shachato petach olal moed, which means dafke zman shu patuach v'lo zman shu naul. How about if I would have taken that very same shlamim outdoors before the p'tichat daltot aichal, and I would have shechted them outdoors, would that be a mechusar maaseh, or would that be a mechusar zman? If it's a mechusar zman, and you hold ein mechusar zman lebo bayom, so then I'm chayef koras for shechting it outdoors. But the opening up of a door is already an act that I need to do that isn't nogeya stam, the Seder Avodas. It means that until I do that act, it's not really roy at all. So I would compare that to Rav Chisda's analysis of the Hagralah. So if he shechted it b'chutz kodem shniftechu daltot aichal, would be potter. Why? Because it's a b'chusar p'ticha. It seems to me b'chusar p'ticha is the same thing as b'chusar hagralah. At least this is his Ravina's for it. So my time on b'chusar p'ticha ki b'chusar ma'aseh dami. Okay, we'll see tomorrow more about this issue because I'm sure you have some questions in your mind about it. Let's do a quick review. Says the Gemara, Itma, Rav Papi Mishmei Derov Amar Rishon Mishaleach, Rav Shimi Mishmei Derov Amar Acharon Mishaleach. So Bishleimer Rav Shimi, that makes sense. He says Acharon Mishaleach, Kasarahov the Gomar Bo Kapara. So it's more caution. But what's Rav Papi Mishmei Derov? What's his svara? Sovelik Rav Yosi, Dover Mitzvah Berishon. Where do we see Rav Yosi holds that? He Leimer Rav Yosi about the sugiv kupot of the shkalim, Zitznan shalosh kupot shalosh shalosh seim shbem tormin et alishkava ya katuv alayim aleph beit gimel. V'tani Om Rav Yosi, lama katuv aleph beit gimel? Leida ezimem nitram marishon, because the first to be nitram is the first to be used for the karbonos. Laviyem en rishon. Why? Mitzvah berishon. Duma shani hata, maybe there it's different. That's the Ritva's Girsa, by the way. That be'idna ditchazai kamaita, loit chazai batraita. Obviously, if it's the only one, it's more chashav. Elo Rabbi Yosi de Pesach, the Tanya, ha'mafrish pischo v'yavad, v'yifrish acher tachtav, v'yachakach nimtza harishon, and now shneyam are omdim at the same point that it becomes royalish, the zman shchita. Ezvim shirtzi akriv divrech hachamim. Rabbi Yosi omer, no, mitzvah b'rishon. But he's made it, imaya, sheni mufchar bimenu, yivi enu. שני סירי יום הכיפורים מצוותם ששניהם שווים במערה בקומה ובדמים ולקיחתם כאחת, ואף אופי שאין שווים בדיעבד כשרים. לקח אחד היום ואחד למחר כשרים. מת אחד מהם, זה אם עד שלא יגריל, מת ייקח זוג לשני, because after all, it's not מעקב לקיחתם כאחת. אם איש יגריל, מת, of course, ההגרלה פרסי יש בעקב. So then יביא זוג אחר ויגריל אליהם בתחילה, ויאמר, ויאמר, if, not he should say these words, what should he say in the event, אם של שם מת, what he should say is, זה שעליו עליו הגורל, השם יתקיים תחתיו. And what should he say, אם של עזאזל מת? He should say, זה שעלה עליו הגורל עזאזל, יתקיים תחתיו. והשני, the other one, of course we don't know which the other one is. I mean, the other one of the first group, the other one of the second group. This the Gemara will discuss. But the other one, יראה, שיסתה וימחר, ויפלו דמיו לנדבה. Why is it the חטאת המתה? Because אין חטאת ציבור מת. Rabbi Yehuda אומר, no, even though it's חטאת ציבור, תמות. Furthermore, says Rabbi Yehuda, נשפח הדם ימות המשתלח, because the משתלח is now נדחה, and בעלי חיים הנידוחים, once it's נדחה, it's unusable. מת המשתלח, ישפך הדם. תנו רבנו מיד הדת בני ישראל ייקח שני סירי עזים. Listen here, מי עוד סירי? Anyway, שניים. מה אתה אומר לו משני? מספיק שיהיו שניהם שווים. מניין אף הפי שאין שניהם שווים, ובדיעבד את השארים. תלמוד לומר, סעיר, סעיר, סריבוי. What, you telling me, time to Rabbi Rachmana, או לא, Rabbi Rachmana, have a mina, psulim. Where would I know he come from? וסעל כדאי תחמינה, שני סירים, שני סירים, שני סירים. And therefore it's certainly ma'ake. And now that it's not, so hashtu the Rabbi Rachmana, sawyer, sawyer. What's the point of saying shnei, shnei, shnei three times? Normally. Chad l'mareh, v'chad l'komah, v'chad l'damim. Tanya nami hachi gabi kifsei mitzora. Says yikach shnei kvasim. Miut kvasim shnei. Ma'atam alam shnei, shneim shavim. Minayin afa bishayim shneim shavim. Sheter still kosher b'diavad. Talmud lomar keves keves riba. So Talmud the Rabbi Rachmana, lo Rabbi Rachmana, hava mina psulim. Where would I know ikuva from? The sarkat either hamina tiyektiv. Yeah, and now that hashtag Rabbi Rachmana keves keves. So what is the tiyek coming to tell me? Everything else. L'shara v'yadosha mitzora. And taninami gabi tziporim mitzora ki hagab. Shnei tziporim chayot. Look, miyot tziporim anyway, ishtayim. מה אתה מלומר שתי? שיהיו שתיהם שוות. ומנין ג'אפה פי שאין שתיהם שוות כשרים? תלמוד לומר ציפור ציפור ריבה. תלמוד רבי רחמנא, לא רבי רחמנא, פסולה דעיקו ומנולה. זעק בטח מן התהיה כתיב. השתה רבי רחמנא ציפור תהיה לא מלא. לשאר הבא יתו שבת צורה. So then why can't I dare the same thing by the tmidim? Watch me do it. כבשים, מיות כבשים, שניים. מה אתה מלומר שניים? שיהיו שניהם שווים. מנין ג'אפה פי שאין שניהם שווים כשרים, תלמוד לומר, כבש כבש ריבו. So you're telling me, למי צורך אינם מדבינה? No, that's because ההוא מבואי לכדתניה. שניים ליום, that's כנגד היום. You say כנגד היום, maybe means חובת היום. בא, כשהוא אומר, את הכבש האחד תעשה בבוקר, ואת הכבש השני תעשה בין הארבעים. הרי חובת היום אמור. אמר, אני מקיים שניים ליום, כנגד היום. כיצד? תלמיד של שחר היה נשחט על קרן צפונית מערבית על טבעת השנייה, ושל בין הארבעים היה נשחט על קרן מזרחית צפונית על טבעת שנייה. So that way it catches the sun.